Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb, elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Transnet het gister 'n omvattende voorlegging in die parlement gedoen oor sy toekomstige uitbreidingsplanne. En een van die voorstelle wat nogal indringend bespreek is, is die 100 miljard rand uitbreiding van die Durbanse hawe. Nou die hawe is reeds verreweg die grootste hawe in Suid-Afrika en hanteer sowat 40% van alle vrag wat deur Suid-Afrikaanse hawens gaan. Nou die belegging sal die vermoë van die hawe in die teorie ten minste vervierdubbel en dit sal dit een van die modernste hawes in die wêreld maak. En volgens Transnet moet hierdie ambisieuse uitbreiding binne 8 jaar gebeur. Dr. Bridget Gaza Toboti is op die lyn. Sy is 'n portefeuljedirekteur by die Transnet Nasionale Hawe Owerheid se Durban Logistics Hub. Bridget, thank you so much for joining me. 1 billion rand is a lot of money. What are the key elements of this massive upgrade and expansion of the Durban port?
Good evening, and to you and your listeners tonight. I wish it was 1 billion rand. It's not 1 billion rand. It's more than 100 billion rands worth of development in the Port of Durban. Essentially, the Port of Durban is strategically located to access the international shipping routes between the global east and the global west. And more than that, it does provide a gateway to the main economic hub of the country, being Gauteng as we know it. But also it serves as a conduit to the rest of the SADC region. And so in all of our plannings, we have recognized it as the busiest container port hub in South Africa, and we know this. We are continuing to position it as a container hub for the rest of the country. And so that does then mean that we need to be planning in congruence around expanding its current capacity from handling no less than 3 million TEUs per annum to 11.4 million TEUs per annum. And so the expansion and the growth that we're planning is precisely to enable us to do that and achieve that.
Yeah, the port currently is, as we've now said, one of the most important ports in the country, but it's also a bottleneck currently because it can't handle the freight and the amount of trade that could go through it, and that is not good for our economy. But how will this happen? Will it be one big construction site over the next 8 years? Or will there be any other? Well, will there be disruptions to the existing operations while this upgrade takes place?
Very good question. We will try. Our intention is not to make it to be a huge construction site all at one go. I think that would be counterproductive, not just for ourselves but also for the country. Transnet is pursuing a segment strategy, and in that segment strategy, it looks at strategic commodities that need to have expansionary growth in and of themselves over the next years, right? So in there, we're counting automotive, containers, coal, chrome and magnetite, iron ore, manganese, liquid fuels, gas, and agriculture. So what we are doing with the Port of Durban is that we are positioning it precisely to handle containers. That's what we're referring to, or for the capacity growth of 11.4 million TEUs. But we also wanted to still play in the space of the automotive sector. So we are looking at increasing the volumes of the fully built units that go out of the Port of Durban. Currently, they're standing around 540,000 per annum, and we are ramping those up to just above, slightly above a million. So the Port of Durban will play in the space of containers largely, but it will also play in the space of automotive, and also will handle some liquid fuel. So the real reason why we've been having not just the congestion, it's precisely because of the lack of ordering, you know. So you have a lot of clutter. A lot of these segments are all in one place, and it really doesn't bode well for your special considerations. And that is why in our positioning through the strategy that we have developed, we're trying to look at what best to move outside of that port so that you effectively make it to be this container hub that you are desiring for it to be. Moreover, the developments will be sequenced in such a way that we do not cause any further congestions that than what is currently experienced at this present time.
What will the role of the private sector be in this upgrade?
That's a very good question. There's a role for every strategic partner in a development of this size, of the scale and complexity. Transnet does not plan to go at it alone. I think it would be foolhardy of us to think that we have the capacity to do that. And so in some of the precinct developments that we have coming, we have explored the opportunity of partnering with the private sector through what we call PSPs, which are private sector participation transactions. It's not all of the precincts that will be premised on that kind of structuring. So we have about three that we're looking to effect those kinds of relationships in. But there's also a space to be played by all construction practitioners, and you name it, you know, from their rankings, big companies, big contractors, medium-sized SMMEs, the role to be played by the youth in being engaged in jobs, et cetera, et cetera. So it's all for everybody to help us to build up to this ambitious vision and dream that we have in expanding POD.
The upgrade is the budget around 100 billion rand. How will that be financed?
Part of it will be financed through ourselves, through the tariff structure, but part of it will be financed through DFIs. We've already been engaged with some development funding institutions. Obviously, the benefit of TNPA is that we sit with this asset base of these fully built ports that we have been running and managing over years. So every investor obviously counts their own costs and hedge their own risks, looking to see how they're going to derive a return on the investment that they will make. So we are very close to having finalized funding propositions confirmed by a few DFIs. We already have one DFI in the bag. We're pursuing others. But yeah, so it's part our funding, part DFI funding, part private sector funding. So that will be the structuring that will see us achieve this goal.
Dankie Bridget, dit was Dr. Bridget Gaza Toboti. Sy is 'n portefeulje direkteur by die Transnet Nasionale Hawe Owerheid se Durban Logistics Hub.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.